This evening, we pause once again to recognize and rest in the loving presence of God. Take a deep breath. In Matthew 28, Jesus promised, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Take another deep breath. Take 2 minutes of silence to rest in the presence of the Lord. Lament is the practice of crying out to the Lord in our pain. Though many of us are unfamiliar with this practice, it has been a common one throughout the history of the church. In fact, a third of the Psalms are categorized as Psalms of Lament. Whether lament is a natural response to this day or not, I invite you to join me in this prayer. If lament does not feel like an appropriate response to your day, would you seek to pray this prayer of lament in solidarity with those who are in pain? Perhaps you will think about a specific person who is struggling in this season, or perhaps you'll consider a people group who are in pain and lament alongside of them. Now I invite you to join me in praying this lament from Psalms 79. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They've left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They've poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors and scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations and that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdom that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God, our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors 7 times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. Amen.